here to announce that she's going to run for president on the Tom Joyner Morning Show.
Hi, Tom. How are you?
Thank you so much for giving me the honor of taking my airways for you to announce that you are running for president in 2016. Thank you so much, and you know you got my support. Thank you.
Well, you are incorrigible, my friend.
Thank you.
I love talking to you
so
this
much.
Morning.
Take it away.
Oh, my goodness. Well, and I just heard the news that you're coming back to New York. That is fabulous.
Yes, yes. We start. Yes. It starts Friday, the 4th of July, and then DL and I are on the air on Monday the 7th.
Oh, terrific. Well, we're glad to have you back. But
so
it's great to talk
to
you today.
So how great is it that Tom is coming back to New York and you're going back to the White House? How great is that?
Oh, listen, me too. I'm flattered, and I'm really excited about talking to you, but I'm going to be a grandmother first. Let's talk about what's really important here.
And so what is your name going to be, Mrs. Clinton?
Yeah, what are they going to call you?
You know, I am soliciting suggestions, to be honest, because I've got two groups of friends. One group says you got to get in early, decide what you want, and just make this poor little kid call you that. And the other group says, no, it has to be organic. It must evolve and you know, let the child make up his or her mind. So you two have any suggestions?
Yes, Mrs.
Lady,
President.
I like that. Yes. Mrs. President.
Grandma President. How about that?
Yeah, well, you know, it's so funny. I've been traveling around the country doing book signings and events about my new book. And literally the most common thing people say is not when you start the show with Tom, but it is, oh, my gosh, I'm so glad you're going to be a grandmother.
So is that the hardest choice is coming up with the name? Okay.
Well, I'll tell you what, that's a hard choice I'm glad to make. You know, as I write in the book, I've had personal hard choices. I've been involved with the president and, you know, the hard choices we face as a country. But this one's a really, really easy choice and such a, you know, wondrous experience for our family.
Okay, so if you're not going to announce, and if you don't, who would you like to see as president in 2017?
Good one, Sib.
Well, you know, that's a very good way of asking the question.
Yeah, I like it, Sib. I like it.
Yeah, that's real good. I love that. You know, at the end of my book, in my epilogue,
right. Here's
what I say. I say, look, the most important questions for anybody thinking about running are not, are you going to run and can you win, but really, what's your vision for the country, and can you lead us there? And, you know, part of what I learned over 8 years in the Senate and 4 years working with President Obama is that you really have to know where you want to lead the country. That doesn't mean you'll get it done easily, because as we've seen with the president, there are all these obstacles and obstinance and just plain paralysis that, you know, the other side has employed to prevent him from doing what I think you and I would agree he should do for all of us, and he keeps on plugging along and keeps pushing forward. So you have to know where you want to go, even though you might have to take some detours. Maybe you go over the pass instead of under the pass, but I think that for us, we've got two big crises. We've got a crisis in our economy. It is not working for everybody, and it needs to start working again for every single person who's willing to work hard and be responsible, and that's the vast majority of Americans. And secondly, we got a crisis in our democracy because it's not working the way it should work.
And so how do you change that, given what the president has? And let's say you are president in 2017,
I'll
and you
that.
Do have the same type of makeup in the Congress for the House and for the Senate. How do you change all of that paralysis and such horrific negativity?
Yeah, the negativity is so, to me, foreign to America. I mean, we're at root optimistic people, and we like to get out, roll our sleeves up, solve problems together. I think, look, if you look at the president's first term, in my opinion, and obviously I'm biased because, you know, he and I not only were partners but became, you know, good friends, he saved the economy. People now act like, oh, it was a walk in the park. Yeah, it was terrible, but, I mean, really. No, I mean, the economy was on a downward slide, not only in our country, but around the world. And his actions to boost it up preserved the opportunity for us to climb out of the deep hole that we were in. The Affordable Care Act is starting to help tens of millions of Americans. We have to stay on course. There will have to be some amendments to it to make it work better. But look, as somebody who worked hard for health care reform 20 years ago,
yeah.
I applaud our country getting it done under the president's leadership. And I think in lots of areas in foreign policy, the world is never going to be easy. It's going to constantly be forcing us to make hard choices. I try to pull the curtain back so people who look at the book can see what we had to struggle with. But, he said he would get us out of Iraq. And the Iraqis are the ones who have, in my opinion, squandered the opportunity to have a unified country with everybody, building a better future for the Iraqi people. And with Afghanistan, the president has said, and he followed through, that we're going to do everything we can to help the Afghans build up a security force so that then we can also be exiting with our combat troops. So if you look at what he said he would do and what he's gotten done, yes, there are many more things like immigration reform, like working to make sure that we have a fair shake for everybody in the economy that he still is, fighting with the other side about, but he got a lot done for the good of the country. And I think that's the attitude you have to go into it with, Tom. You got to say, look, this is a ground game. Maybe you can throw a long pass every so often, but get up every day, suit up, and go to work for the American people.
We got some more suggestions here. First Grandma. Like that one?
That's a good one.
Nana President.
Congratulations.
Congratulations, Ms. Clinton.
Thank you.
We love you.
Wonderful to talk to you.